from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Yeah. We got him screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got him screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two. We in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We your number one spot.
Hey. One more time, just for a
Hey, one more time, because we're great now. You know, that's just what it is.
Well, that's
great.
I actually never did listen to that thing that played on the radio, but if it was anything like 999, all the goofing off and the pause jokes and the flags, oh, that came, that's coming to an end right now with 1,001. You don't get to 1,000 by goofing around.
Jeez. Well, we're going to talk sports now?
Yes. That's what we're going to do, and on we'll talk golf.
Well,
and Formula One.
The Players Championship is right around the corner.
Here we go.
I don't think so. What's the next major? I don't even know.
See, I feel
the U.S. Open, I think, is the next one. Or maybe they already had it.
You're just naming majors.
Well, I'm trying to think
the Masters.
Well, you know what it is? Actually, it's the they're done with the majors. It's the playoffs now. I do know that. The FedEx Championships.
The U.S. Open's in October now?
No, I think it's like July or June. It goes Masters, U.S. Open, British Open, Players Championship. I don't know.
Tiger's not playing, it's not really.
Well,
yeah.
Well,
I don't know when I'm going to watch golf again.
If Tiger's not withdrawing halfway through.
Tiger's not playing, it's
through.
Just the Waste Management Open to me.
Yo, that one be popping
I think the Waste Management right, Open, yeah, I think that's a big deal.
That's the only reason why I know it, I think.
Just a weird sponsorship title, that's all it is. Just a weird sponsorship title.
That one goes up.
Yeah, that was all a lie. We're going to goof off again today, and we're going to talk wrestling, but we're going to do it. Bianca Belair.
Oh, definitely. I didn't mean to step on that. Definitely we are. But I remind, did you see that Cena clip?
I did.
That was interesting.
I did. We'll play that.
Yeah.
We'll play that. Leezy alerted me. Actually, we got it yesterday during the show.
He had a little word in there too, so be alert, be aware.
I saw it hit the show yesterday that Cena was on Club Shay Shay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. You know, the day kind of went the way that it went. I forgot about it. And Leezy sent me the clip this morning. I was like, all right.
I think there's a little bit more to it than the way John just put it out there. But
see, I don't even know what you guys are talking about.
Oh, so don't look it up. I want to know what Jesse got to say about it.
Yeah, we'll play that for you later on in the day. That'll make some good conversation. Because a big portion of this audience is watching. Break kayfabe here. The video with Bianca, we talked to her yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
We recorded it yesterday morning. It is on video. You'll get to see her. It's a fantastic conversation. A really, really enjoyable conversation. We'll have that coming up for you at 3:15. And I'm going to be honest. I'm going to have you send a link to Matt George, Jesse, because my conversation with him left me a little bit confused.
Uh-oh.
Matt might join us in the 3 o'clock hour just to talk wrestling. I'm really not sure. I had tried to bail Matt out because we wanted him to work double duty at first.
Yeah.
And then it was like, hey, we got this Bianca interview. That would be a real good prime time 3 o'clock slot. We could do that. Let Matt, you know, have Matt in on Wednesday. It'd be fantastic. Mm-hmm. Then he texted me last night. He was like, hey, you know, it was a blast. I was honored to be there. I'm free tomorrow. Oh, well, we got Bianca at 3:15. We can talk wrestling after that. And he's like, hell yeah.
Sounds like Matt. Okay. Here.
So I, Matt George, wrestling aficionado.
Always down to talk to my guy, Matt George.
And then Joe Davidson will be with us coming up.
Joe D is back. Football's back, baby. Let's go.
Yeah. I'm going to
be. Week 1. I don't know if they call week zero, but I'll call it week zero.
You talking back. College or high school?
Both, actually.
Do they call the first week in high school zero?
Yeah, they did. I don't know if they do, because I was on ESPN's, I was on the app, but they like the games that's going on in college football this weekend,
mm-hmm.
They got it lumped into week 1. So I don't know if they're trying to phase out the term week zero or not.
Got it.
So like when got you look it. At the schedule, it's like, oh, Saturday, Florida State, Georgia Tech. And they only have a week 1. Mm-hmm. And it's like Florida State, Georgia Tech, and SMU, da-da-da-da. And then Thursday, such and such place. And then Friday. And I was like, no, sir, that's mm-hmm. That's a different week. Mm-hmm. Stop playing with me. Stop playing with me.
Okay.
But yeah, week zero, week 1, whatever, going down for high school football. Joe D going to be in the building.
We'll talk to Joe D coming up at 1:15, man. So it's going to be a fun show. Kind of back to your regularly scheduled program. Shout out to everybody who tuned in yesterday. Really a little bit overwhelmed by all of the social media posts.
Yeah, man, that was a lot. Sometimes I apologize to anybody, because sometimes when there's just so much love on social medias and stuff like that, I just like a short circuit and I just don't do anything. So I try to be like, man, thank you guys, I appreciate it. But at one point it was just a lot, and I was like, I don't know what I'm gonna do. I'm just. And then I said, man up, say thank you.
Did you say thank you?
Yeah.
To everyone?
Yeah.
Okay.
Appreciate you guys. But that's what happens like on my birthday and stuff like that. When people just like, I just appreciate the love. I don't want to miss anybody. That's what really like freaks me out. Because I don't want to, if 15 people are saying happy birthday, I don't want to say thank you to 10 and then forget to say to 5. So.
Or short circuit and just not say anything to the other 5. I got you.
But yeah, it was love, man. I appreciate that.
We hope you had fun yesterday. We hope you had as much fun as we did. And again, you missed absolutely nothing, at least in terms of breaking news, because there is nothing going on with Brandon Ayuk and Kyle Shanahan. I feel like the same reports are getting regurgitated over and over and over again. Oh! And Jordan Schultz, very, very good reporter, very reliable. Oh, they're close. All right, man. Like, they're close
for 2 weeks.
Again? They're close still? Like, what? Like, close to what?
Let me ask you, do you even think they're talking right now? Like, not even on no. What are we doing?
I don't mean
that as in, like, they're not okay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean that as in.
What are you talking about for 14 straight days?
Yeah
I don't know. I honest to God don't. There was a report. What was it? Was it Friday? Maybe it was over the weekend that they were. They're just working out the fourth year language.
Yeah, that's been a
what
going around
for how long?
So it's like,
what the hell is happening in that fourth year that you guys can't figure it out over 6 days?
What are you guys talking about? Where it hasn't gotten to the point where either a deal is done or we're not talking no more. You know what I mean? Like, what? How has it stayed there for 6 to 13 days?
I think it was Michael Roffel who dropped that fourth year report like last week.
That's what. It was late last week.
We're coming up on a month of the handshake.
Oh my God! That goddamn handshake.
What do we do if we get a handshake part 2?
Oh please, that would be fantastic. Oh, look at how they're embracing. Oh. Brandon Ayuk is wearing a long sleeve 49ers shirt today.
Well, you know, he's been engaged in meetings since last
the day
Thursday.
Camp started.
Yeah. Well, you know, he wore the shirt, and then, you know, he's been participating in meetings. He's there. All right.
Who's the Niners cap guy that handles all the contracts and stuff?
Parag Marate.
When Brandon Ayuk shakes his hand, we got something.
Yeah, right. That's a fact.
No, when Brandon Ayuk has pads on and is out there running routes, then we have something. We're not doing this with handshakes anymore.
We could just report with no contract.
He could.
Kyle and James were talking about this, and I understand it. So sometimes this thing comes up because Kyle Shanahan is doing a press conference mm-hmm. or John Lynch is doing a radio hit, and the person has to ask them the question, right? You know what I mean? Like, if they're there, like Kyle.
Do we have an update?
Yeah, Kyle made a great point. Like, if John Lynch was on the show right now, as tired as we are of this, as much as we know nothing is going on, like, different, we'd have to be like, yo, John, what's going on? So that's what happens. Like, he goes on these shows.
Yeah,
they have
to
ask
that.
They have to ask him. But Kyle's point, which I agree with, was we don't have to report on that interview.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. That's right.
And that's what goes on. Like,
you certainly don't have to send push notifications out that say, no update. No, like, we know. Like, send the push notification out when there is an update.
Yeah.
Otherwise, leave me alone.
Pretty much. I am surprised nothing has happened, though.
I am, too.
Like, one way or the other. There was so much talk.
I predicted it would happen over the weekend when the handshake happened.
That was 2 weekends ago. Well, no, the handshake. No. That was, like I said, we're going on 4 weeks. That's crazy. Come on, Brandon. You'd have got enough attention at this point, man. Sign the contract.
The 49ers.
Sign the contract, big boy. Sign the contract.
There's got to be another component to this that the 49ers are really comfortable with the idea of him playing for the San Francisco 49ers one way or another or getting this contract signed. Because if they thought they wouldn't keep him, would you allow him in meetings? If they thought, I mean, even though Pittsburgh, you know, the team's in question, New England, Cleveland, they're all in a different conference. Like, I get that. But still, at the same time, if you weren't confident he was going to be, I'll speak for me. Mm-hmm. If I was like, hey, I don't think he's going to be here. This is going poorly. I don't want him here. I don't want him in my meetings. And more importantly, I don't want him talking to my other receivers. Mm. I don't want him talking to my young guys. I think there are, as I understand, as silly as all of this is, there are all of the signs to me point to him being a San Francisco 49er. Mm. That being one of the biggest ones.
That's a good point. That's a good point. I mean, I agree with you. Like, if I had any inkling, or I shouldn't say any inkling, but I would think at this point, like you just said, the Niners have an idea of how this is going to play out. Yeah. How long it's going to take, maybe they don't know that. But they may be like, well, at the very least, I know we're not trading you. Like, I know mm-hmm. that's not happening. Mm-hmm. You may sit out. You may not play at all this year. Mm-hmm. That's a possibility. But unless we get the team that's offering you their first and second best player or something like
that. My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Like that, we're probably not trading you. So, yeah, you can sit in the meetings all you want. That's a good point. I would, common sense says that's how things should go. And if they go any differently, Niners, were you asleep at the wheel? Like, yeah. How are you letting them in?
Yeah.
And all this team stuff, yeah. And you were going to trade them for a fourth round pick.
Yeah, that's some of the other weird stuff that we're reading. Like, yeah, no wonder they're not doing this. We'll come back. Talked a little bit about it on the handoff with the insiders here a few moments ago. Some interesting Western Conference record predictions came from ESPN. Some actually, like not interest in the, oh, wait till you hear this. Ones that I felt like, hey, I feel like they actually put some thought into this. These are some reasonable predictions on the Western Conference. We'll talk about that. We're just getting started. We're happy you're here with us. The phone lines are open. Mitch, if you're out there, you don't have to tweet us about no one answering the phone. You
call,
can call.
Mitch, call.
916-909-1320. We're just getting started. We're with you for the next 4 hours or so here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. Quick shout out to our girl, Kimberly, as yesterday following the 1,000th broadcast after everyone left, Kimberly's snack studio was created, and now instead of a vending machine full of tuna and crackers, I can only imagine, there's just snacks and drinks out there for people to just go take. And I told her, she's setting this up, I was like, this stuff is going to disappear so fast. Because it's different when you got to pay for it.
Yeah, yeah.
When it's, I'm just going to get something for the road. And if I eat it, great. If I don't eat it, whatever. I'm taking it because it's here and it's free. And like we walked in today, we were the last. Well, Seth and Jonathan, obviously our engineers were still here. But there was no one here. Like it was our engineers, me, Kimberly, Casey just left. Our girl Gina just left. That's all that was here. You see how much stuff was gone?
Yeah,
I was going to say, at least had an edge in the picture.
It's a little naked. It's a little naked compared to, you know, what I saw.
It's like, who took that stuff? Like, who's even? There was, look, Aaron, the tribal chief has been here. The wake up call has been here. Our guy Paul has been here. Who? What, Kevin from the wake up call? Kevin, the intern, took it all?
You're putting snacks in your pockets. You took too much.
Yeah, that's
too far.
Yeah.
Eat all the snacks while you're here. Sure. They don't have to go home.
I'm telling you.
A bag of Skittles from work should not be had at home.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. It's going to be had. What's today? Friday? Today's Thursday. There ain't going to be one bag of peanut M&Ms left by tomorrow afternoon.
Well, look. Then it's,
and that might be you.
Then it's still a free-for-all. I'm going to get mine in and put them in my backpack. If that's what we're doing, put them in my locker.
Oh, the fortress of snacktitude has been replenished.
Oh, they said did you hear? They say they're about to turn up. They said they're not. What's going on right now doesn't mean that the fortress of snacktitude goes away.
So I was wondering.
I don't know.
So the fortress of snacktitude lives.
Oh, and not only does it live, they said they're about to get in competition. They say it's about to turn up.
Oh.
They got three different kinds of Skittles at the new snack place.
I don't know.
I was thinking about yesterday, low-key. This is a Christmas party, Angela's Christmas party versus Pam and Karen's, I think.
Yeah.
One has double fudge brownies. And then
Christmas parties?
They did. Yeah. And Angela stole the plug for the karaoke machine.
One has double fudge brownies. The other one has margaritas.
Yep.
Is Angela the Mindy Project?
No. That is Kelly.
Oh, did you see her last night?
I did.
Go Sox.
Go Jason Tatum.
She was, it was so funny. I was watching the DNC and I almost forgot because got home, kind of like crashed out for a sec. I was like, oh, turned it on and President Clinton was talking.
I miss President Clinton.
Well. I wouldn't say you missed him, but my man, hey, he, and shout out to Bill, who was like, you know, I don't know how many more of these I'm going to be at. I've been to everyone since 72, and he gave a speech, but, you know, Bill's a little older.
That's a career right there, boy.
Man, that's a career. But I'm watching Bill like, who the hell is closing this thing? Yeah. I forgot all about the vice president. Hey, I forgot all about the fact that it's the second to last night,
yeah,
and you got to have the VP accept the nomination and go do his thing. I was so confused. I was like, is Oprah the closer? What the hell is this?
Well, I'm you know, I missed it earlier as well, and I knew Bill Clinton was speaking, and it was like almost 7 o'clock or something like that, and I was like, Oprah, this random person. I was like, damn, what? I know the VP's coming on. When is Bill coming on? And then I was talking to my mom, and she's like, oh, yeah, Bill already spoke at like 4 o'clock.
Yeah, Bill had to go to bed. Bill had to go to bed. He was just like, hey, look, I'll do this thing. You're just going to have to put me out there early. I think Bill, but poor Bill, I don't even think he could see the teleprompter.
Oh, man.
Because he kept, but no, his speech was fine. But he would, but more than anyone else, he was looking at it. He was looking at a speech on the on the thing. I was like, oh, maybe he just can't see the teleprompter anymore. Yeah. So I was, how old is my man Bill? Well,
let me guess. 86.
Bill's older. Bill's younger than Joe Biden.
Didn't know that.
I think he might be younger than Bill's 78.
He's only 78.
He just turned 78. Wow. He might be younger than Donald. I got to check the birthdays, though.
I'm pretty sure he is.
Kyle Madsen confirms that he is.
Younger than Donald?
Yes.
I'm pretty sure he's younger than Donald.
He is.
That's crazy.
That is insane.
I thought he was in his 80s.
Nah, Bill's 78 years old.
For Bill, Bill had a scare a little couple years ago, man, so I'm glad he's still.
Bill had a scare like a decade ago. That's where he became, he had the heart thing, and I don't know if he became a vegan, permanently, but he took on a vegan-based diet because he would, he was so, them clips of Bill running as a president to McDonald's in the shortest of short shorts is just a wild piece of American history.
I remember him running,
My man is running to McDonald's in the most uncomfortable pair of shorts, John Stockton's looking at him bro.
I remember
what
that.
What you doing?
I will say this. I don't know how it normally goes. I hadn't really. I mean, I paid attention, but I haven't really been locked in like I am now. DNC could have been 3 days.
I don't know.
Wednesday, today is going to be monumental.
Yeah,
we could have Wednesday.
But I think you're so you had. The Obamas, who was the first night?
Biden. Is Biden a little bit of a wild Joe. Card because of the situation? Typically, maybe the Obamas would have been the first day. Then you had Walsh.
Well, no, I think the conventions are always 4 days.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think they're always 4 days. But it's basically two keynote speakers. Mm-hmm. Because you have to have a night for the vice president, which I completely forgot about. Mm-hmm. And then you have to have, because he has to accept, he has to publicly accept the nomination. His speech was fire, by the way. I thought he was tremendous.
He did really good. The shots of his kids to his son. That was good stuff.
I am not familiar with Coach Walls at all, but that was a hell of a speech.
Yeah.
And, of course, tonight's night. Mm-hmm. Tonight's historic night.
Mm-hmm. My mom, I was talking to her, I forgot about this. She says she was in Denver for Obama's first acceptance. I was damn, that's pretty dope. You talk about history.
Mm-hmm.
You talk about an all-time moment. She was also, in D.C. for the inauguration. I don't know where she was at because obviously that was a tough ticket. It wasn't even a ticket, but
No, that was a ticket.
It was a ticket to be
You have to have a pass. Yeah. Yeah, you have to have a pass. Now, there's a certain
distance.
Were
you living there at the time?
No, we were still here. There's a certain distance in which you don't. Mm-hmm. But anything even remotely close, you have to have a lanyard.
I was mad I didn't go to that. That's one of those things. I just wanted to be in D.C.
Yeah.
That day.
Yeah, Kara's dad went and some people that she's really close to and the W went. And yeah, that was just kind of one of those L's you take for not being there. Mm-hmm.
It was freezing, I heard.
And it's January in D.C.
I heard it was freezing. I tell you, last January when I went, or 2 January, I don't know which one, that was the coldest I've ever been in my life. I thought I was going to pass out because
it was painful.
California Kenny didn't have anything on his head.
Pause. Ooh.
And it was freezing. I said, I don't know how much further I can go.
Yeah.
I was walking. I was like, I don't know how much further I can go, bro.
Yeah.
It's all bad. So
yeah, you gotta cover up, man. Yeah. Gotta cover up. Pause.
Yeah, well, I said pause when it happened. What are you doing? What are you doing? Put that down. What are you doing?
After further review, we've got flags on both teams, offsetting penalties. Nah, both of you were wild. Both of you were wild. I let the first one fly, and then you came in there after, and I got to put flags on both. We play third down.
Oh, you always,
third down. Right there. I got an interception on that play.
You always catch the second guy. Like, come on, man. Old Hockley over here.
Hockley.
Hey, we're supposed to be great today, man. What is going on?
I don't know, man. We sliding back to our old ways.
Well, it didn't take long.
The doubter said we wouldn't get to 1,000 episodes.
Let's try for 2,000, guys. Some really interesting record predictions for the West. Well, they came out for the entire NBA, the Western Conference and the Eastern Conference. Obviously, we're more focused on the Western Conference because we want to see where Sacramento is. And ESPN has the list of contenders, the top six teams in the conference listed as the Oklahoma City Thunder, the Minnesota Timberwolves, the Dallas Mavericks, the Denver Nuggets, the Phoenix Suns, and the Sacramento Kings.
Well, they had the Kings in the sixth spot, huh?
Did they have them
ranked?
Okay. Yep, they had them in the sixth spot at 47. And 35.
Wow. There's a lot of people that got them in that
46-47 range, which is so weird to me.
Yeah. They won 46 last year.
They won 48 the year before. ESPN essentially just splitting the difference here and calling it cool with 47. They had Phoenix at 49 victories, 49-33. Denver in the fourth spot at 52. Dallas, same, 52 wins. Minnesota at 54-28. And then Oklahoma City at 57-25. Mm. Play-in teams, according to ESPN. Right after the Sacramento Kings at 6 comes the play-in group with the New Orleans Pelicans leading the way with 46-36 record. The Golden State Warriors in the final traditional playoff spot at 45-37, then Memphis at 44 wins, and Houston at 44 wins.
So if we're reading everything right, they don't have the Lakers or the Clippers making the postseason. Yeah. That'd be the story of one of the stories of the NBA.
They have the Lakers, so Houston at 44-38 is the 10th seed. They have the Lakers at 44-38. They have the Clippers at 43-39. And then San Antonio makes up the bottom below 500 group with 35-47 as their record in the 13th spot.
We talk all the time about how the NBA media or whatever talks about the Lakers too much or anything else like that. I mean, I'm not going to lie. That would be a massive story if LeBron James. It's more LeBron James than the Lakers, I guess. But you combine the two, and yeah, that's leading everything for that week leading up to the start of the playoffs. Is LeBron and the Lakers not making any postseason would be crazy.
Mm-hmm. Should LeBron have gone to Golden State?
We didn't talk about that, huh? Because more came out about that scenario, huh?
We did. You didn't. The day you went to do the fundraiser with the teachers.
Right. That's right, yeah.
We talked a little bit about...
And what was the deal with that? So
Jesse and I don't agree on what the Warriors, Lakers, what the Warriors LeBron thing means. Mm-hmm. The report from Mark Stein was that it was essentially Rich Paul who shut the whole thing down, fearing there would be backlash on LeBron for going to his fourth team and probably specifically going to the Golden State Warriors to play with Steph Curry. Mm-hmm. It would be the first time in his career, regardless of how you feel about him switching teams, he's now going to someone else's team. Mm-hmm. people tried to make the argument, I might even have been one of them, that he was going to Dwayne Wade's team. It was very obvious very quickly. That was now LeBron James' team until further notice when
well,
he got
to
Miami.
Well, you know, D-Wade, he had to be a good teammate and tell LeBron, like, no, man, I know you're apprehensive, but go ahead.
I heard that. Yeah, I heard that.
This D-Wade's a good
I recall that.
He's a good broadcaster, though.
I recall that. But I the idea that Lakeup and Jeannie Buss were talking was more like, look, we'll talk. From Jeannie Buss's perspective, we'll talk, but I'm not interested in trading LeBron James. We can have this conversation, but unless LeBron comes to me and says, I need to go, you have to get me out of here, because remember, LeBron James was a free agent at the end of the season. Unless LeBron James comes to me and says, I got to get out of here, then I'm not interested in trading him. And it was Rich Paul. I think Rich Paul squashing it is LeBron's not leaving, which was said at the time when the reports that the Warriors put out there that they were talking to the Lakers about LeBron James and Draymond Green is general manager Draymond spearheading the whole thing. So I took that as absolutely nothing. I took it as an absolute non-story that, and I think Mark's a great writer, a great reporter. I think Mark Stein was just trying to fill time and maybe he put a couple of the pieces together. Maybe he talked to a few people. I do not believe there were trade talks, like serious, a serious idea of LeBron James going to play for the Golden State Warriors.
I don't know. Like, I wouldn't say like it was like serious either, but I do think there was something there. That was my whole thing. It wasn't like just this like rumors or whatever. Like, I think ideas were had.
I think you're right. They talked to each other. Mm-hmm. I just don't think there was ever any real chance that LeBron James was being traded. I'm not doubting that the conversations happened. Mm-hmm. I just don't think there was any real legitimacy to him.
I think everything is true. I think everything is true. I think there were conversations.
Mm-hmm.
I think, to your point, the Lakers were like, we'll talk to you. We don't really have any interest, but we'll talk to you. I think the Warriors really tried to make the trade happen. I think they
I agree with that, but that doesn't matter.
No,
the Warriors doesn't matter. Right. The Lakers matter. The Warriors don't.
But I think it all happened. I think Rich Paul, and this is where it gets, you know, like you're talking about specific wording. I think the deal was already dead to a certain degree because the Lakers didn't want to trade him, and I don't think LeBron like demanded a trade. So there was nothing, there was no deal to be dead, right? Like there's nothing there. I do think Rich Paul probably told, you don't want to do this. Like, I think that happened.
Yeah,
Because I would tell LeBron if I was Rich Paul, you don't, like, legacy-wise, image-wise, you don't want to do it. I know you maybe think the Lakers are, you know, a sinking ship or whatever the case may be, and you want to move on. Golden State and Steph Curry's team is not the one to move
on.
But
I don't even think that was the conversation.
I think that happened.
LeBron was entertaining leaving and Rich Paul had to talk him out of it?
That's the whole thing. I don't think he talked him out of it. I think Rich Paul told him, you don't want to do this. Hmm. LeBron may have been like, man, did you hear what was going on, man? Like, whatever the case may be. He's like, that's crazy. And Rich is like, yeah, that's wild, bro. That's wild. But to be honest, like, I wouldn't never do that if I were you. Like, I think if that's what it was. I don't think LeBron was like, man, no, I'm out of here. I'm going to Golden State. Whoa, slow down, King. You don't want to do this. You don't want to do
I don't
this.
Think that's how Rich Paul talks.
Don't hang up, LeBron.
So I don't think
LeBron, please don't
LeBron. I don't think it ever got that far, but I think Rich Paul told him, man, don't, even if you are considering that's not the place to go. I think that happened because that, for any good friend would say, that's nah, LeBron, don't do that, not there. We'll find you another place, but not there.
You see that over there? No, I just wanted everybody to see the diamond on the side of your head.
Oh, will you stop it?
No, that's what a good friend would do. I'm the Rich Paul to your LeBron James. I just wanted everybody to see the giant diamond on the side of your...
It's not a giant diamond. It's a cross. What are we talking about?
It's a giant diamond cross. Can you even see in there, Jesse, with that giant diamond hitting the light in there?
I'm kind of squinting, but those things really do shine, though.
That's just the lighting.
I can really see them from here. Like, no, those are... That's gosh, I wish I was like Casey.
It's literally just the lighting. That's all it is.
Whatever you say, pal.
Unbelievable.
Yes, the Lakers missing the postseason would be huge. Both L.A. teams missing the playoffs would be pretty extraordinary. 43. What were the Clippers last year? I feel like
51, maybe 52.
Was it fit? Okay.
They were one game better than Dallas.
That's a fall off.
Yeah.
That's a fall off.
I see it. I see it.
I see the Lakers more than the Clippers.
Really? That?
The Lakers are honestly like LeBron and Anthony Davis. Like, if you believe in Austin Reeves, that's cool too, but like AD played a lot last year or whatever. LeBron was fine. Like, they didn't. Nothing happened.
They're just not good enough.
Yeah, they're just not good. The other guys aren't good enough.
They played a lot last year, and they were able to get to the play-in and eventually the playoffs, though.
Yeah, so but like, I think that squad is more, if you're going to take a step, it's going to be back rather than forward.
Hmm.
I don't think they take a step forward. I do agree with you on that one. I don't know if they take – I think they're around the same. Because this has them losing, well, probably about – 4 games less this year. I think they probably won 47, 48 games last year. The Lakers did. So it has them taking a step back. To Jesse's point, though, the Anthony Davis played a lot of games last year. He was great. All NBA selection. LeBron James played a lot of games last year. He was
47
great.
Wins for the Lakers last
47,
year.
47, so they're 3 wins worse in this projection. But yeah, you're going to get the same health that you got last year from AD and LeBron. I don't know if it's almost like health wise and production wise. I know Gabe Vincent was out. They were looking for Gabe Vincent to be a big part of what they do, but that's not LeBron or AD. You're expecting it to be perfect again, and you're saying, like, if you're the Lakers, you're saying if it's not perfect, we're going to be better than we were last year? I don't know.
Out of this group of teams between the Clippers, Lakers, the Pelicans, and Golden State, like, which team do you believe in least?
The Clippers. Take the Clippers out of it and ask the question again.
All right, so then between the Lakers, Pelicans, and Golden State, which team do you believe in the least?
The Warriors.
So you think the Warriors could fall out?
Mm.
Because I'm going off teams I think of like being playing. Because I do the Suns and Kings in top 6.
I think the Warriors fall off. I don't know if they fall off to the extent where the Rockets step in.
What about the Grizzlies though?
I think the Grizzlies are going to be in the playoffs. They could be top 6 possibly. Like I don't sneeze at that thought that a lot of people have that they could get to top 6, because them, when you look at their win total as opposed to what they would have to do to get into the top 6 this year. It's not telling the whole story, right? There was no John Morant last year, so they weren't a true 25 win team last year.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's being disingenuous to that part of the story. Plus, like if the we'll use the ESPN numbers, the predictions from this year versus the actual record from last year's 27 wins. They have the Kings in the sixth spot at 47. So you're talking about plus 21. That's a phenomenal. That's a huge number, whether John Morant is there or not, or whether John Morant was there or not. All right, you factor John. We all saw what it looked like when Ja came back. Now you have this idea of Marcus Smart. You have Desmond Bane, and you still have some pieces there. But it is essentially a group that's never played together. Like, this isn't the team from, you know, a handful of years ago that won 50-some-odd games to get to the 2 spot. It's not the same basketball team. Mm-hmm. And so, plus 20, I'm not going to say plus 20 is outrageous, because I was telling the insiders earlier, I actually like this prediction for Memphis. Mm-hmm. I feel like 44 in the play-in territory, that's one of the more reasonable things I've seen. Mm-hmm. Is it impossible for them to get 5 more victories than what this predicts? Like, of course not. Mm-hmm. But asking them to either you get to 44 by just kind of having like an average season where you're trying to figure some things out, or you have some ups and downs like the Pelicans had last year, mm-hmm. Like the Rockets had last year. You just kick out of it a little quicker than the Rockets did. Yeah. It's not inconceivable. I think it's certainly possible that they're in the range of 44. But I think that team has a little bit more of an uphill battle than people are really giving it credit for.
Nah, I'm with
you. And I think part of that is because of what Ja did when he came back.
Yeah.
Because he came back and it was very much a, oh my God.
Yeah, it was
like,
different.
This that dude.
It was different. I think this 44 number is probably where I'd have them. I'd have them in the play-in scenario for sure. But the team that I think people are – I got to see a little bit more for it before I say they're going to be six games over 500, and that's Houston.
Mm.
I like Houston's talent. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Jalen Green, that's my boy. And, you know, Sengun is really good, and Jabari.
Well, this is only – this is plus three on last year, right? Yeah, they were 41 and 41 last year. You can't see three more? Save Doc. Tell the
I
whole
wish
story.
They tell the whole story.
They went on like a 20-0
that's
run or something
yeah,
like
that's
that.
That's what I'm saying. So this isn't fair to say.
And that's part of their season.
But 41 isn't a true 41 because of that to me. It's probably more around 38, 37. It's unfair because they won the game.
It's not fair. Yeah, it's not. But I know what point you're trying to make. They weren't as consistent as a 500 team all year. Mm-hmm. They were below 500, well below 500. Then they took off, mm-hmm. and then they were racing for a play-in spot, and then they really didn't have any margin for error.
Right.
And then they committed an error.
And then they, like, to a certain degree, they hit reality.
Yeah, they
kind
of died.
Like seven in a row.
Yeah, they kind of died. We'll come back. We'll talk more about the NBA. Joe Davidson going to join us in about 30 minutes or so. Stilo and KC. And the Chatty House, brought to you by Matthews Mattress. Head over to MatthewsMattress.com. Find one of the 10 locations nearest you. We know you've been meaning to get out there. We know your girl or your wife, your significant other, they've been telling you, yo, we need a new mattress. What are we waiting for? You've been waiting for the Matthews Mattress Labor Day sales event. It is going on right now. There are huge savings across every mattress there in the store, whether it's Beautyrest Black, whether it's something completely different, whether it's a Matthews Mattress. They got those, and they got financing for you. 60-month special financing with zero interest, with no money down, on approved credit, with equal monthly payments required. Casey, now is the time to go get your mattress.
Absolutely. Go do it, and don't forget, buy by five, sleep by nine, and they got the free removal of your old set.
Tell them D-Lo and Casey sent you. Again, find the location nearest you, MatthewsMattress.com. We'll come back here on ESPN 1320. My man Joe Davidson, the legend Joe Davidson from the Sacramento Bee, going to join us coming up in about 30 minutes or so. Hear our conversation with Bianca Belair in the 3 o'clock hour.
EST.
And Matt George may or may not be joining us. I'm not really sure. We'll all find out together, to be honest. Just one of those confusing text exchanges that's like, cool, let's do it. We were talking about ESPN's predictions for the Western Conference playoff standings. By the way, we keep focusing on the Western Conference for obvious reasons. They did the same thing for the Eastern Conference, with Boston at 61-21 at the one seed. Mm. New York at the two spot, 53-29. Philly, 52-30. Mm. Cleveland, this is for you, in the four spot. 50-32.
Cleveland, a 50-win team.
Milwaukee at 49-33. Orlando at 47-35. The Pacers hit the play-in group.
Wow.
At the seven spot at 46-36, followed by Miami. Miami at 45-37. Then you got Atlanta at number nine at 31-50.
Damn.
And Chicago at 30-52.
Oh,
one way or another, the Bulls are going to get in there.
Lord have mercy.
That's disrespectful to the Pacers.
And Chicago.
Disrespectful to who?
The Pacers.
What, they said they got Chicago in the play-in?
Yeah, they got Chicago at 30-52.
Chicago.
Who's getting in instead?
I'd give Toronto an opportunity before them.
Well, giving them an opportunity isn't how this works. It's what they're predicting they're going to win.
There ahead of,
you got Toronto
got more talent than Chicago. Now, talent doesn't always win everything, but Toronto got a better team. They got
Toronto's Barrett.
They got Scotty Barnes.
They have Toronto at four less victories, 26-56.
I think that's a little egregious.
Toronto is another one of those teams. They don't have Ja Morant coming back, but they're one of those teams who I don't think their record last year, I don't think that tells the entire story of what their season was. Their season went to hell of injury after injury after injury. I think they had some personal issues going on as well. Mm-hmm. And then it felt like they might have started tanking.
Yeah. Yeah, and they had to save their pick, I think.
Yeah, and that's how their record wound up the way that it did. It's not a great basketball team, but I think I'm with you in the sense 26 and 56 doesn't feel right, but we'll see. I'm with Jesse. I don't like Indiana at 46 and 36. I've said it before. It's probably just me. I like them more than Orlando. I like them in the top six.
I like them better than Cleveland, too.
Well, we know you hate Cleveland. Just say it. For God's sakes, just admit that you hate Cleveland.
It's not. It has nothing to do with Cleveland. Cleveland could have did something else, too, this offseason, but all they did was just hire a coach.
That's true.
Oh, they did.
That's true. And then they...
I always forget. It was Kenny Atkinson, right?
Yes.
Yeah. You know what? Initially, I'm like, nah, they tripping. Indiana ain't going to be no playing team.
It's one game worse.
Yeah, I don't know. I do like Orlando better than Indiana.
Well, then you're all in on this. What did Indiana win last year? They have them one worse than they did the last year. They won 47 last year.
Well, wasn't it like 4-5, 4-7 was like a game apart? It was almost kind of like the Western Conference situation.
Yes.
Cleveland through seven was like two games apart.
Yeah, I was going to say it depends on how far you want to take this. Cleveland was in the four spot last year at 48 wins. Orlando had 47. Indiana had 47. Philadelphia had 47. Miami had 46. If you want to expand that a little bit further, we mentioned Cleveland was in the four spot at 48. Milwaukee only had 49. Mm-hmm. And New York only had 50. That's kind of the other funny thing about the Bucks. They were one game out of the two seed and were acting like they were trash last year.
Well, I'm the only one in America not acting that way.
I don't think you're the only one.
And I'm the only one in America that likes Giannis, I guess. Well, me and you. That's it. Everybody else is guy.
Well, no, I think we're the only two people in America who like Giannis and Dame.
Right.
Maybe Dame heard. Will you send Dame Lillard our show from like 4 days ago where we spent like an hour and a half hyping him up?
Hey, Mr. Lillard, will you watch this?
Well, everybody thinks Giannis is a damn role player out here now. Just can't be the face of a franchise at a time.
Well, who's the third man, though?
I don't know. I don't know. But I think as a team, I was talking about those guys individually. Like, I still think they're – yeah, you can make the argument Giannis is – you could still make the argument Giannis is the best player in basketball. Like, and people – Just never put him in that category.
This is okay. So I was like, this is hilarious. There aren't these big grand write ups for these predictions, but I was like, I was looking down. I was like, did they not? Because you know how they highlight, so you can click on the link and read about Jason Tatum or Derek White or whatever. I'm like, did they not even acknowledge Giannis Antetokounmpo and Dame Lillard in this entire write up? They did at the very top, and what they wrote, the Milwaukee Bucks, after another early exit from the postseason, will lean on continuity with superstar duo Giannis Antetokounmpo and Dame Lillard, and head coach Doc Rivers running it back.
Me.
So that you gotta do they get a pass at all for changing coaches? I feel like we just had this conversation.
Well, but,
we don't have
but they
to have
should.
It again.
They should.
I'm not saying a pass. I'm saying, all right.
Some understanding on the situation.
You have to be better this year. I don't question that, but I don't think anyone believes that they're going to be better this year. And part of that, to Jesse's point, could be the fact the last thing we heard about the Bucks was Chris Middleton had multiple surgeries.
Mm-hmm. I give Dame Lillard.
This offseason, he had multiple surgeries.
On both ankles, I believe.
Yeah. I think if you have Dame and Giannis Antetokounmpo, you're winning 50 games. Like, we could talk about Chris Middleton.
But wait.
But you got
but how is that
Giannis.
How is that different than Anthony Davis and LeBron James?
I believe Dame and Giannis, even though the number of games played in recent years has shown differently, I think they're a little bit more reliable. I think Giannis is a better player than Anthony Davis. LeBron's better than Dame, but I think their supporting cast is still better than what the Lakers have. Brooke Lopez, I like Gary Trent. I like that signing. Bobby Portis, I think what they have around, and I think that, well, it's unfair to say because I don't know, but I think they got a better coach than Doc Rivers in a less competitive conference.
Okay.
I think the Lakers are winning like 47 games or something like that. Like, I don't think they're going to be bottom of the barrel. Like, I don't agree they're going to be out of the playoff scenario. I don't agree with
47 is what they have Sacramento at here. What did they write about the Kings? I know the Kings, meanwhile, added all-star. No, well, they didn't. They only wrote a sentence. I told Kyle when he read it that they might have just cut it for space.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.